Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Saturday, February the 8th, 2025. And I have the honor to have Joe on here with me. Now, Joe, you just came up with something that's wild. Talk about it.
Yeah. Congress lent $516 billion. To USA aid to funds they don't know where the money is.
500 and how many billion?
13.
513 billion.
Yep.
What other numbers have you been hearing on this amount of money that's lost?
That's money lost right there. It's gone. They don't know where it is.
They don't know where it's at. Now, we've seen apparently there's 60,000 employees that were working out of their home decided to take the severance pay, 8 months worth of pay. They weren't doing anything anyway from their home working and getting paid. So they've agreed to take it out of, what is it, 80,000 or something like that. We've seen those numbers come in. And I'm seeing what Elon Musk is doing. And for them to close down the Department of Education, I thought that was a good one. And get the states back to the state control and things like that. And I saw that Maxine Waters, she was a sellout, folks, and I was trying to think today when she sold out, but she used to be on the American people's side until about 2002 or 2004, and she flipped, and the way they got her, they blackmailed her on something. I don't know what the hell it was. It's like Chuck Schumer. They got him with Boulder Properties Limited, and there's a story up on my breaking news site about Chuck Schumer bribed, etc. Now, these people that are taking these bribes, you could tell by their vote. And Nancy Pelosi was the same way up until about 2006 or 2008. And all of a sudden she flipped. And then I found out from Super Spook Otis Johnson, she had gotten a trust, folks, Napa Valley Winery. She owns a wine field out there, you know, where they grow the grapes or whatever to make wine with. And she actually supplies the entire Congress and Senate up there in the House. She supplies them with her own wine distributing people inside the wine house, takes them their wine for the day or their booze that they want for the day. She does that. Now, she took that Napa from Leonard Millman, that trust, and she got it through Norman Brownstein. It was put in her husband's name, the trust, not her, but her husband. But if you get to the Napa winery that she owns, it has the trust up there on it. I was going to try to dig up on it. But he got Disney stock, which was part of Walt Disney. That was Millman. That was Leonard Millman, my former father-in-law's company. Now Larry Mizell controls it. But that's how she got bribed. And he has stock in Walt Disney. So there's a couple things Pam Bondi, our attorney general, and our new FBI director could look into very easily. And, hey, there's three right there they could put in jail, in my opinion. What's your opinion, Joe?
Just the deal is business is government and government is business. It's yep. Not anything new. This is what happened to all the great empires.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a greedy hand and they go and get what they can get.
Yeah. I'm going to have to start the car and pull forward for a minute. Start. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm out having a cigarette in my car. Well, speaking of Joe, okay. You there, Joe?
Yeah, I'm here.
I had to move my car up because my roommate had to get out. Anyway. We talked about BlackRock, Blackstone, one day this past week. And how, if the government, if they confiscated it, it'd be a lot of money. A lot of money. They own 2/3 of the corporations worldwide. It's in the hundreds of trillions of dollars worth of money and assets. And if they could get that, that would be fantastic. So, I don't know, Joe, whether the government could confiscate it. They could confiscate it because it was derived from drug money.
Well, when you have that expenditure. That's just for certain areas of the economy, which I don't understand at all, of course.
Yeah.
But I would logically tell you that there are other areas that are equal in where the money went, and nobody knows where it went to.
Yeah, I know. I mean, all these government agencies, and this has been going on for years. But, you know, yeah. if you were to take BlackRock, and anybody look at Larry Flint, and I'll have a piece up there today on this. If you take a look at Blackstone, BlackRock, it was all derived from drug money. Silverado Savings and Loans started them. Started Pete Peterson of the Council of Foreign Relations with Milman as a partner, buying up shopping centers. Then if you take and look at their financial entity, I mean, $1 of drug money laundered into a corporation, the U.S. government can confiscate that corporation. Then if they take HUD, and I'm AIMCO, A-I-M-C-O, Denver, Colorado, if they confiscate that, that was once when I caused the HUD scandal in 89, they had 500,000 apartment units, each apartment being a unit they controlled. And this has been since 1968, I think they created, or 69, AIMCO. Terry Considine, who was Neil Bush's good buddy, Neil Bush drug money laundering at Silverado that I closed down and got, you know, got him nailed at HUD. And it's up on my website at the top, thanking me for providing the information to the HUD hearings, etc. They've reduced AIMCO now because they've sold it off in partnerships. In other words, all they did is transferred a bunch of the assets, a bunch of the numbers, over to other entities. And last time I saw, which is about 10 years ago, they were down to about 300,000 units at AIMCO. But all that has been stolen. It was the biggest piggy bank of all times for the New World Order pigs. And that was all controlled by Leonard Milman in Denver and now controlled by Larry Mizell and Norman Brownstein. And that had, like I say, 500,000 apartment units. How much is that worth? Millions upon billions of dollars. Now, they can confiscate that because what they were doing, and they found out during the congressional investigations into it, they were taking and they were getting loans to build new units or to take over units. Buy a whole apartment complex for, say, $50 million. Well, they were supposed to put their 20 to 30% for improvements in the building in order to get the loan. They didn't. They got 100% financing to fix them up, plus they put money in their pocket. And Phil Wynn, who was on the board of directors of Silverado Savings, or of MDC Holdings, the parent company of Silverado Savings and Loan, where Larry Mizell and Norman Brownstein were on the board of directors with him at the time. Phil Wynn was on the board of directors of MDC Holdings, the parent company of Silverado, and he was convicted because of me, and he pled guilty, paid a $1.5 million role for his role as FHA commissioner who was allowing this to go on, and how they were taking all these units after he left 1 year later, and how they were getting all those units when nobody else was getting them. And they were robbing HUD like crazy. But they were getting those kickbacks. In other words, they were supposed to put 20% of their money into those buying those units and fixing them up and renting them, etc., to get their Section 8 low-income housing on it. Instead, they didn't put a damn dime in it, and they got several $1 million stuffed back into their pocket on each deal. And that's what got Phil Wynn convicted. And Phil Wynn was to serve 6 years in jail and fine Silver, the head judge in Denver that put my ass in jail illegally for 10.5 months, illegally, terroristic death threats to Jewish families in Denver, Leonard Milman. There weren't any terroristic death threat at all. The recordings are up on Radio Bar Number 1 at the bottom. Now, he was the one that set aside Phil Wynn's trial. Or not trial, but sentencing. And it went on for almost 10, 11 years. And Bill Clinton, 2 days before he leaves office, gives Phil Wynn a presidential pardon. They can confiscate all those apartments that they controlled and still control. They're the largest landlord of real rental property with Section 8 guarantees on them in the United States. Then you got Vanguard. He got...
Stop there, Stu.
Okay.
Stop with him because you're going too deep, and we've done this over and over and over and over and over again.
Okay.
But Stu has just described to you the same process is going on today. For instance, one of the tiny little things that was found by the Doge group, I think it was like $6 million, something like that, dollars went to Chelsea Clinton.
Oh, Jesus.
Chelsea Clinton, personally. So what Stu is doing here, he's describing you, the same process is going on today. And the big example of that is over there in Pacific Palisades. They have now been told, we are not going to let you rebuild. Because those houses are worth like $2.2 million, and many of those are older homes, 3.5 bedrooms, 1.5 bath, and they're not going to build it because it's too toxic. So how are all of those people going to be reimbursed? This is how you're looking at what Stu described to you that happened many years ago is the same process going on today. Government is business and business is government. And who can get in there to be the first will get the most money. And that describes what is happening right now that they are finding with U.S. aid. And there you have it. That's the news for today.
You got it.
You should hold it right there, Stu.
Okay. Let's cut it off. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a good one.
All right.
Bye.